Hey, it's Bethany here with Dialed In. I'm so happy that you're listening today. Before we hop into this episode, I wanted to let you know about a new resource for this new decade. It is the Action Takers Resource Guide. So I know from experience that it can be so hard to know where to start. When you're thinking about making a change in your life, you know it's going to be uncomfortable and you know that it's going to take some time and dedication. And sometimes there's just so much information out there that it's hard to narrow down and choose a focus. So I've done that for you. In this resource guide, there's a complete list of all different kinds of things and ways for you to start. So here's how I want you to use this. Go to my website, bethanyclem.com. Simply enter your name and email. You get an immediate download of this resource. You can print it out. You can have it on your computer, but it takes you through all different steps to get to know yourself better. There's a list of podcasts that you can get plugged into. There are a huge amount of books here that you can start reading to help change your life. And there's even tools that can help you stay organized, among other things. Now, just pick one area. Just simply pick one area that appeals to you that you think, you know what, I could work this in to my daily routine, or I could work this into my routine 2 or 3 days a week. Pick one, get started. I'd love to hear how it goes. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know how you like the resource. And I can't wait to see how this year is amazing for you. All right, we'll get to the episode. Until next time, take action, live big, and enjoy Dialed In. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dialed In. I'm your host, Bethany Clemenson, and I'm here today talking with AJ Visser. I am so excited to have him on Dialed In today. I actually just met him last week, and I couldn't wait to have him as a guest. AJ is a speaker, author, and entrepreneur, and he is someone who walks the walk. When we talk about being dialed in to who you are, your gifts, your talents, your passions, and then living that out in a big way, he's doing it. And so I'm thrilled for him to share some of his story with you today. I know it will leave you feeling inspired, having next steps to take on your own journey, and maybe even give you an opportunity to work with him in the future. So welcome to the show, AJ.
Thank you so much for having me on. It is an absolute pleasure.
So I'm going to ask you a big question, and we'll just see where this goes. But I know that just from you and I talking briefly last week, you have a pretty incredible story to this point, and you're still young, and you have a whole lot of, of life ahead of you. And I think that I would like you to share part of your journey and what it means to you to live a fulfilled life, live a big life where you're really true to who you are and serving in ways that kind of light your soul on fire. So I'll let you start wherever you'd like.
Okay. I would like to start with a quote from one of my mentors. And the quote says, right now was 5 years from now, 5 years ago. And the first time I read that quote, it confused me because I was like, okay, right now was 5 years from now, 5 years ago. And what he really was saying is that we always think about what we're going to do, you know, 5 years from now, what we're going to do 3 years, but we never think that where we are right now, we were saying that 3 years ago, 5 years ago, and how we have to start living now as we would the way we wanted to in the next 5 years. So for me, that was when I read it, it really touched me because at the time, at my 5 year point, when I said right now was 5 years ago, right now was 5 years from now, 5 years ago, I look back and I was sleeping in my car then. I was sleeping in my car in Atlanta, Georgia, and it really hit me like, wow, that is how fast 5 years goes by. And 5 years from from the time I was in my car, I'm now living in Medellin, Colombia, in South America. And it really just showed me what's possible, right? It's almost like, I don't know if you've ever heard the term, it's hard to see the picture when you're the frame.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
That's a term that I love, because when we're grinding, when we're doing this, when we're looking to make a better life for ourselves, a lot of times we're so focused on where we're looking to get to that we forget how far we've come. So one of the things that I tell people all the time is always pause and look back how far you came, because a lot of times how far you come is a lot further than what you have to get to. You know, it just seems far because that's what you're focused on. But when you look back, you know, that's what I had to do to even change my perspective of being in South America, because for many people, success is never – when you actually reach the success that you think you want to reach, it's never what you thought it would feel like. And I think that's why a lot of people I think that's why a lot of people minimize it, because the human brain doesn't allow us to think of all the problems that are going to come with the success that we think we want. So we only see, you know, oh, if I can only make $10,000 a month, right? Or if I can only make $20,000, my life will be set. The thing is, you don't see all of the issues that come with that $20,000 or that $10,000 that mm-hmm. you're getting or living overseas, right? So a lot of times we forget to stop and realize that we actually have already achieved a lot of the dreams that we said we wanted to achieve. It just doesn't feel like we thought it would feel when we were imagining it, when we were visualizing it, when we were having the affirmations, you know, when we were meditating, mm-hmm. when we were doing all of that stuff. It doesn't feel like we thought it would, so we minimize it. And I feel like that's one of the biggest tragedies in life, is because we don't realize how far we've come on our way to going to where we want to go. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does make sense. Wow. In your journey, do you have a framework that you follow as you're achieving the next goal on the horizon, or the next challenge you're overcoming? Is there something that you look to as you're going through the process?
Actually, I do. And it's interesting. I look at everything as mile markers. I stop setting what people would call goals, and I started looking at my goals as mile markers. And the reason I did that is because for a goal, I've struggled with my weight most of my life, and I would lose 20 pounds, gain 30, lose that 30, gain another 20, and it was a roller coaster. And what I realized was is that I would set goals. And then once you hit the goal, because you feel like you should be celebrating, but once again, you don't feel like you would, you don't feel like you thought you would once you achieved it. It's almost mm-hmm. like it diminishes it. It's like, okay, mm-hmm. cool. That's, you know, I've attained it, but I don't feel successful still, right? I lost 30 pounds, but I still don't feel successful. So then what I started realizing was is that, you know what? I have to take on the identity of what I want to become. It's not the goal, it's the identity. So I'll give you an example. Instead of wanting to read, at the start of the year, I was like, I'm going to read a lot more. But my goal was not to say the number of books I would read, but my goal was to become a reader, right? Because mm-hmm. that's an identity mm-hmm. goal, right? So when I said I was going to become a reader, because that's the identity that I've taken on, from January 1st until now, I finished 14 books. And it wasn't hard, because in my mind, I've switched my mind to be a reader. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things that that's one of my formulas, is to take on the identity of what I want to become, so then I can achieve it every day. I'll give you another example. If you have somebody that wants to run a marathon, right? Instead of setting a goal to run a marathon, they should actually set the goal to have the identity as a runner, because then mm-hmm. you can achieve that every day, even when you rest, because runners have to rest too. So even when right. you're resting, you can achieve the identity and feel successful and not have to wait until you cross the finish line, because you have the identity as a runner. And then running a marathon is just a mile marker on the path of being a runner.
Right.
So even once you run it, you don't feel like, wow, that was that had diminishing returns. Like I thought, you know, it was going to feel a lot better than that. And then you fall back and you're not running anymore. No, if you have the identity as a runner, after you run the marathon, you're going to continue running. And I think from what I've seen from most people, that's the biggest fall off. Once they achieve their goals, it's almost like the goal is a letdown. So then they stop and go back to who they were instead of keeping right. up the identity that it took to reach the goal.
Wow, that is a great point. Okay, so it reminds me, a mentor of mine, I heard him say, it's been a few years ago, but he said, instead of being goal diggers, why don't we be go becomers? Right? Because this journey is all about who we become in yes. the process. So
yes.
if you go back to when you were in your car, what made you decide you were going to become something else? Like, how do you just woke up one day and decided, okay, I'm done with this?
So this is the thing. Every year, I would journal, and I haven't been consistent with it my whole life, but I would journal. It seems like I would always start journaling around December, January 1st, January 2nd, 3rd, and I would go back and I would read just different places that I put in my journal, and it said the same thing every year. Oh, this year, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this, and I was like, wow, all of those goals, and you're now in your car. Right. So what it helped me recognize is that everyone has goals. Right. Anybody that steps on any type of platform, especially in a sporting event, if you have 10 people run a race for the gold medal in the Olympics, all of them have a goal to get the gold medal. Right. So it's not the goal mm-hmm. that does it. It's the actual process of obtaining a goal. So what I said was, is that if I want to change my life, right, if I want my next year to be better than this year, me being in the car, then mm-hmm. what I have to do is start building up consecutive good days, because if I build up enough good days, I can have a good year.
Mm-hmm.
So I started grading myself. I started grading myself on my days, and I have a book from that I call Day Grades. And it's how I would grade myself to actually find out. I would set a standard for myself to then find out, okay, perfect. Did I have a good day? Not by how I felt, but by what I accomplished, right? Because mm-hmm. a lot of times we have days where we feel like, oh, my God, this day was amazing. It was so great. Like, everything lined up. And then you look back and you realize I didn't accomplish anything. I didn't do one thing on my to-do list. But it felt like a great day because – you know, all my endorphins were going, I had great dopamine, like whatever was happening, it seemed like mm-hmm. a great day. But you don't accomplish anything. Then there are other days where you feel like this is the worst day ever. Everything went wrong, but you realize you accomplished everything on your to-do list. So then you have mm-hmm. to ask yourself, which one was actually the better day in hindsight?
Right.
Right? So the reason why I started grading my days is because most people, when we say, if I ask you, you know, hey, how was last Wednesday for you? Most people don't know. They just think, how did I feel, right? If I felt sure. good, then it was a good day. If I felt bad, it was a bad day. But we don't do that in school. We don't do that in business, right? We have a standard that we set to determine if things are good or not. So I have a standard to determine if I got an A for today. I have a standard to determine mm-hmm. if I got an F. And that standard then grades my day, not my feelings. So once I have accumulated enough good days, then you accumulate a good year. once you accumulate enough good years, then you accumulate a good life. And that's why I'm in South America right now, because I have accumulated enough good days to give me a good life.
Wow. That's I've never heard it put that way.
And it's simple.
Right.
Any of your readers that they're listening, I will give them my template that I use to create my good days. I heard I read a book. It's called Atomic Habits, and in his book, it's a quote. I know he stole from the Marines, but he says, "You don't rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems." So It's not about the goals you set. It's about the systems you live by day to day. That's why I'm really big on identity, because with identity, I don't have to measure myself if I'm a runner, and I'm not good at running at all. I've never been good. But I don't have to measure myself on if I can complete a marathon. If I have the identity as a runner, I measure myself on, did I do what runners would do today? Even if I didn't run far, did I run? You know, do I have the right shoes? Did I get out? Did I stretch? Am I resting? All of those things are wins, not just when I complete the marathon.
Right. You know, and that makes total sense. Part of a process I use when I am working with coaching clients is there's this whole thing called a values conversation, and we start with narrowing down values in different areas of your life, and we end up with a personalized I am statement. You know, so I am a confident, driven, faithful, honest person, or whatever that is for the individual. And then they get a mission and vision statement. And it's incredible that it can all be wrapped up in about maybe a half hour. We do this. And then that is the baseline. Like, the I am statement is the baseline, and really it's for mindset. But I love that you're taking that a step further. Like, okay, great, I have my mindset baseline. Perfect, I understand that. But now I have, here's my tangible goals, and who do I have to be, you know, in regards to these goals? I love that. I absolutely love that. And I think you're so right with the systems. I mean, having systems that don't suck your time and that get you steps towards your goal, who you want to be every day, is absolutely vital to success. I absolutely agree with that. I love that. So I haven't had anybody else ever bring this kind of approach up on this podcast. So listeners, take note of this. Listeners, this is gold right here. This is a whole different way of looking at being dialed in and living a fulfilled life. So
one of the things that I believe is that if you can't achieve your goal every day, don't set it. Your goal, I should be able to achieve my goal every day. As an entrepreneur right now, you are achieving your goal right now by doing this. No matter what's going on in your life, you are achieving your goal. Even if your bank account doesn't show you right now that it's paying off, and this is for people listening, even if your bank account doesn't show that it's paying off, if you are taking the right action and you are putting in the work and you're getting an A for the day on the activity and the production that you have, then you are achieving your goal of being an entrepreneur. The money will come. It's a byproduct of productivity. So keep being productive. Money follows. It just has a delay. I think of my life. I think of my money and even my weight now as a teacher's pay. Okay. So let me break this down. I have a cousin that's an athletic director for a private school. He gets paid once a month. So he works 30 days to get paid 30 days after, right? So because I know that, I look at my money like that. The work that I do today, I'm not going to see it for at least 30 days. But does that mean I shouldn't work? No. That means really dig in, dial in for 30 days, and then start expecting the results afterwards, right? With my weight, dial in for 30 days and realize the results that I see on that 30th day are what I did from day one. And I'm not going to receive the results from that day for another 30 days. So that keeps my mindset not expecting things and not being too critical on myself because I'm doing the work, but I'm not seeing the results. I give myself a 30-day grace period to see my results. And typically you can always see them if you stay consistent and you don't cancel it out by then not taking action.
I like it. It's good. Wow. Okay. This is great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. I think the biggest thing I would say just for people is to even with your I am, that's what I want to touch on, your I am statements. One of the things that I do with my coaching clients, and it seemed to help a lot, is to realize that even with my I am statements, I also realize that there's a counterpart there. And this is why this is so important, because I break down who they are, right? Because they say, well, you know, this is what I want to be. And I'm like, you are, and you have a choice, right? Because I can be very nice, right? That's a characteristic. These are characteristics that I can choose to be based on if I want to. I can be very nice, mm-hmm. but I can also be very mean. I played American football, right? I play American football in Colombia. So I can mm-hmm. be nice. I can be mean. It's who I choose to be, right? I can mm-hmm. be an entrepreneur. I can be a bum. It's my choice, right? So I mm-hmm. realize that when I'm choosing my I am statements, I can choose either one. It's my choice, right? So if you're someone and you're feeling like, you know, I don't know if I have what it takes, because that's and I think all of us go through that as entrepreneurs. We go through feeling like an imposter. We go through feeling like, am I enough? We go through all of those psychological things of, do I have it? You know, I think they have it, but I don't. And what I teach mm-hmm. people is that it is something that you choose. It's not something that you already have it. You just have to make a decision to choose to be it, right? Mm-hmm. Just like right now, you can, and I do this just to shock people, but right now, you can be an a-hole if you want to, right? If the mm-hmm. right person comes mm-hmm. by, you can be an a-hole, or you can be the most loving person ever. I tell mm-hmm. my mother all the time, you know, when people come to my funeral, what I don't want them to say is, AJ never hurt a soul, because that's a lie. There were some times where I really hurt people, right? But because the majority of my life for the last several years, I've chosen not to, now people say that AJ is a nice person. AJ is a very giving person. AJ is a loving person. And that's because every day AJ chooses to do that. It's not that I still don't have that in me. It's not that I still can't choose that, right? It's just that I make the choice not to. So the thing mm-hmm. that I teach my clients is make a choice every day who you're going to be, who you're going to show up as, because it's a choice. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to show up. You didn't have to show up today as someone doing a podcast interview. You didn't have to show up today as someone that was going to be dialed in. You had mm-hmm. to make a conscious choice to dial in so that then you could help other people dial in.
Right. Yeah,
and once people
absolutely.
Realize it's a choice, it becomes easier because you realize, yo, I'm making a choice. Who do I want to be today? Do I want to be an entrepreneur mm-hmm. or do I want to be a bum? Do I not want to care, or do I want to make a difference? It's all a choice. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So, AJ, where can people connect with you? Where can they find you, and what are you up to these days in Colombia?
So I just celebrated my 38th birthday on the beach in Santa Marta. I like to spend a lot of time on the beach. But for the most part, you can find me on any social media under AJ Vassar. It's AJ, V as in Victor, Assar. I think that's all my social media handles. Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, all of them are AJ Vassar. But the biggest part that I want, instead of them finding me, I want them to actually find who they want to be. That's how I look at it. Mm-hmm. Like, don't worry about finding me. Find who you want to be. Because a lot of us have these ideas that it'll get better one day. My life will change one day. You know, in a couple years, I won't be living like this. And the thing is, we believe we have those years promised to us, but we don't. Life is so very short. One of the reasons why I came to Columbia is because of how short life is. And, you know, when we initially talked, I told you when I turned 35, I realized my father had died when I was 40. He died when he was 49 years old. And I said to myself, if I die at the same age as my father, I only have 14 more years left. And more than 14 more years, I only have 14 summers left. I only have 14 Christmases left. You know, I only have 14 birthdays left. So it's with my mindset to stop doubting me, to start realizing I have a choice who I want to be for the next 14, 28, however many I'm blessed with, but I truthfully have a choice. And all of your listeners, if they're listening, they still have a choice. So choose who you want to be. Get the right help. If you need coaching, if you need guidance, if you, whatever you need, take that. Make that investment because you choose the life you want. You really do. If you put in the work, you'll get the results.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, AJ. I so appreciate you being here. One thing I always do at the end of my podcast is I pull out some teaching points and kind of wrap it up for everyone. And I know if you're listening, listeners, you may have heard something different than what I'm pulling out, and that's okay too. And if you are in a place that you want to take notes, this would be a great time to do that. Otherwise, I will list these teaching points in the description of the podcast, along with how to connect with AJ. I have five teaching points today. So number one, pause and look at how far you've come and celebrate your success. Number two, don't minimize your success because it's not the picture in your head. Number three, make your goal an identity. Take on the identity of who you want to become. Number four, define what constitutes a good day and work towards that every day. Get an A every day. And lastly, number five, make the choice each and every day to be who you want to be. Our life and how we live it is all up to us. AJ, as we close here today, do you have any last thoughts you want to share with the listeners?
Yes, the last thing I would want to share is if I know for myself, for a lot of people, some people have had the dream to go speak and impact lives and really make a difference with their voice. If a person is like that and they feel that way, I would love for them to contact me because one of the things I do is train speakers and teach speakers the proper ways to go about getting speaking engagements. I think that's how we connected. I would love to show them, anybody, how to find over 100 speaking engagements in 30 minutes. So that's the one thing I would say. If that's part of your dream, I know that's part of mine. That's part of my passion is to help people spread their messages with their voice and share their journey. So that's my last thought.
Excellent. So I'll put a link on how to connect with you, AJ, in the description of the podcast. Okay. And we'll get people connected that way. I tell you what, it's unusual for me to meet somebody, especially virtually, and have, you know, a half hour conversation and immediately ask them to be a guest on my podcast. But I you're the real deal. And you're I'm walking honored. The walk, and I love it, and you're my people, and I'm so happy to be able to share what you're doing with my listeners and beyond, because I know that they will share it with people that need to hear the message as well. So thank you again for sharing with us today. And I know it's just a snippet of your story, but I so appreciate it. So.
You are very welcome. It was an honor to be on here with you. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, of course. So, listeners, thanks everyone for spending your time with us today. I know there's a lot of things you could be spending your time on, and it means a lot that you spend it here. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And until next time, take action, live big, and stay dialed in.